I am Boston Kellner.
And I'm Neville DeGina.
And we are going to be bringing you the winter season sports wrap-up. We're going to be starting with varsity hockey this year, who finished at 9-7-3. Pretty successful season coming off of a losing record last year. Didn't even have double-digit wins, and obviously not this year either, but that's coming off of double-digit losses from last year. So big improvement, 9-7-3. Went 4-3-1, finished at third in the 5A Central. And another accomplishment that came from that season was Max Wright, Player of the Week. Super cool accomplishment. Good for him. And unfortunately, the team was knocked out by Lewis Palmer to get into the playoffs. But like I said, really good comeback from last year's season. And yeah, so. And then JV hockey, 8-3. So tons of potential to come up for these next couple years. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then going into varsity men's basketball, they ended their season 16-8. Third in the league with a record of 6-4. Unfortunately knocked out by Regis Jesuit in the first round. But this team has been, they've been doing really well. They've been building chemistry as a team. They've been, you know, just building off last season. It looks like a better season and a better future for Pine Creek basketball.
Yeah, and if I could add something there, too, it was super fun to watch all those games. Ton of involvement, people going to the home games, ton of students there, and then something about the varsity hockey as well. Last game of the season, Lewis Palmer, big game. Unfortunate 2-1 loss, but tons of school spirit there. A lot of students showed up. Big student section, so
that was always fun. Yeah, school spirit has been a big contribution, I feel like, to these sports this year.
And yeah, then, especially this winter season, for sure.
Then JV men's basketball went 11-8, and then 5-5 in their league. So, pretty good.
Yeah, and then on the flip side, the varsity girls basketball, again, really fun to watch. 15-10, another winning season for Pine Creek this winter season, and you can see that's going to be a trend here. It's every single winter sport has come off of a winning season in the regular season, so that was super cool to see. And unfortunately, again, knocked out by Cherry Creek in the first round. But potential to come. JV girls basketball 14-5 and finished at 3-1 in their league.
Then girls swim for the first time in Pine Creek history won a state championship, which is just huge. Seeing these girls build up, and swim is just not an easy sport, and just being able to see that our team won it, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, it's so cool, and it's always like, we were talking about it with Victoria the other day, actually, on our last podcast. We were saying it was really cool to see that the first ever state title from a certain sport, girls or boys. It's always cool because you can look back at it and see, like, oh, who was on the team or who won individually and stuff like that. So
setting your footprint in Pine Creek history is just always a great feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
And then boys wrestling, back-to-back undefeated district champions, and then ended up going to state, getting third. A lot of state placers, high potential for these next coming seasons. It's just been a great year for wrestling. Then girls wrestling, two of our girls are wrestling at DCC right now since Pine Creek doesn't have a girls wrestling team. But those two girls, Adriana Lopez, got second at state, and Victoria Gunnard being the first woman to win a state wrestling title for Pine Creek. So just a big history season for this school, especially in women's sports. It's just great to see these improvements made coming off of last year.
Yeah, for sure. That, number one, coming off of last year, big improvements. And then number two, as well, a big trend was how much potential that these next couple years, next couple 2 to 4 years have, maybe even beyond that, honestly, probably beyond that, of potential to come here at Pine Creek. And just keeps getting better, more fun to watch, more success and everything like that. So we just wanted to come at you today with a little bit of a recap and just kind of give you our thoughts and everything.
Yeah, this season shows a high success for the future, so hopefully we can stay in this trend.
Yeah, for sure. And then stay tuned for our spring preseason, but also beginning of the season podcast as well. Thank you all.